From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President contemplating reaction to North Korea. The world, including President Trump, is pondering how to respond to North Korea's latest nuclear test on Sunday. It's sixth and most powerful since 2006. VOA's Laditza Hoek reports.
The bomb used in North Korea's test Sunday sent tremors across the region that were more powerful than Pyongyang's previous tests. The international community is debating what can be done to stop North Korea's defiance. Trump has asked China to use its influence on Pyongyang to curb its nuclear ambitions. But on Sunday, he tweeted that China has had little success and that North Korea is becoming an embarrassment for Beijing. He said that one option he is considering is stopping trade with all countries that do business with North Korea. That would certainly include China, North Korea's closest ally and its biggest trade partner. European Union leaders are calling for tougher economic sanctions against Pyongyang and say that China and Russia, as its biggest trade partners, have the most responsibility in making sure they are enforced. Laditza Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Indonesia's foreign ministers in Myanmar for meetings today with leader Aung San Suu Kyi to discuss the ongoing crisis in Rakhine State. The UN Refugee Agency says 87,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled from Rakhine to neighboring Bangladesh since an eruption of violence late last month. Nearly 400 people have died, most of them insurgents. Both incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and the opposition leader Raila Odinga have ruled out a power-sharing agreement following a Supreme Court ruling annulling the August 8th vote. High Court ruled the election invalid because of widespread irregularities. This is VOA News. The mayor of the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, Sylvester Turner, wants the world to know that the city is open for business as it cleans up and reassesses the damage from Hurricane Harvey. The storm struck southeastern Texas as a Category 4 hurricane on August the 25th, spent several days lingering around the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast as a tropical storm. It dumped a record-breaking amount of rain. Pat Lawrence with the southeast Texas town of Vidor is dealing with the high water.
It's bad. I mean, you can't hardly comprehend all of the water that's around. And I don't even want to go out. I can't get out because I'm totally flooded in.
At least 44 deaths are reported from Harvey, which also displaced more than 1 million people. German bomb experts successfully defused a massive World War II bomb in the financial capital of Frankfurt after nearly 65,000 people were evacuated to safety. Among the evacuations were more than 100 patients from two hospitals, including people in intensive care. Experts had warned that if the bomb exploded, it would be powerful enough to flatten a whole street. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she would seek an end to Turkey's membership talks with the European Union in an apparent shift of her position during a televised debate weeks before the German election. Reuters' Pascale Davies reports.
Just weeks before a presidential election in Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel made a bold pledge on Sunday that Turkey should not become an EU member in a live TV debate with her opponent Martin Schulz.
I was never in favor of Turkey joining the EU, and now I will reflect carefully on the options. I'm immediately in favor of stopping aid, but whether we close the door or whether Turkey does, we will have to see.
Her comments coming after her challenger was the first to say he would break off the talks if he won the parliamentary poll on September 24th. Merkel initially cautioned against such a move, saying it would be irresponsible to endanger ties with Turkey at a time when Germans are imprisoned there.
Reuters' Pascale Davies reporting. A U.S. military MV-22 Osprey aircraft is expected to be shipped to Hawaii from Australia after three Marines were killed when the aircraft crashed off the Australian northeast coast on August the 5th. The Osprey crashed during a regular operation after taking off from the USS Bonhomme Richard amphibious assault ship. President Trump is expected to announce Tuesday his decision to end a program that protects people who were brought to the U.S. illegally while they were children from deportation. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program has given nearly 800,000 people a reprieve from deportation. And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.